today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. We left off in daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Kenny Sharf, Lezecha Nishmas, his mother, whose yard site is today, Chana Bas Yehuda Alevi, the Neshamish Rav Aliyah. And it is also, once again, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank both of them very, very much for the sponsorship. We are holding on daf Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We started the sugya yesterday. We were discussing the different rayos. Rav Chisda had this comment where Rav Chisda had said that if a person is mazik matnos kuhuna or he eats matnos kuhuna, he doesn't have to pay. He's pater milashalim when you're mazik or ochel matnos kuhuna. And one of the explanations that we had for the statement of Rav Chisda was because it's mamon shein lo tovim, that there's no one that can claim that they're the owners of that matnas kuhuna, because it can go to any kohen in the world. So the Gemara is in the middle of bringing seven different rayas against Rav Chisda, or against at least that idea that it's mamon shein lo tovim. It seems from seven different places that it in fact is mamon sheyesh lo tovim, that it's something that we would be motzi b'dayanim, that a dayan would paskin to take away the matnas kuhuna from such a person. So yesterday we went through the first three rayas. We're up to raya number four, which is about eight lines before the end of the page, tas shema, last words on the line. And then after that, the Gemara is going to get, once we get through the seven rayas, in the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to discuss whether a Levi has to give these matanos. These matanos go to a Kohen, but is a Levi obligated to give them? The Gemara is going to bring three rayas. The first raya is going to take us a while to get through, because the first raya is a long brisa that compares and contrasts all the different types of matnos aniyim that we have, and the Gemara is going to elaborate on that brisa. And then at the very, very end of the daf, we probably won't even get to it today, at the very end, the Gemara is going to move to a different topic, which is whether a female kohen can receive matanos. Right? This parak hazrol chayayim is all about the zrol chayim v'keva, these matanos that go to a kohen. So we're holding again about eight lines from the bottom of Kuflan and Beis Tashma. So says Gemara Tashma, minayin the balabayis shachol peiros of tevalin. How do I know that if a balabayis eats his peiros while they're still tevel, before he was ever mafresh truma from them? V'chein levi shachol masros of tevalin, or a levi eats his maisros while they're still tevel, before he was ever mafresh trumas maiser from it, because the levi has to be mafresh trumas maiser from his Maiser Rishon. The Truma Gadol you give to a Kohen, then you give the Maiser Rishon to the Levi, but the Levi himself has to give Trumas Maiser to the Kohen. That's the Levi's responsibility. If he wasn't Mafrish, the Trumas Maiser, Minayin Shapat Mera Tashlum, and how do I know that he doesn't owe the Kohen any money? Tamalom Rav Leichalu Es Kodshe B'nei Yisrael Asher Yarimu. It's actually Es Asher Yarimu, but we're paraphrasing. The pasuk it talks about truma, and we darshin ein lechabahen el mishas harama v'yelech, that the kohen gets has a right to the truma only once you've actually been mafresh the truma. But the truma is not called truma until you actually are mafresh it. Before that frasha, while it's still tevel, it's nothing. So only after that frasha does it have a chelik avoa and a din of mamun kohen. Prior to that, it's just staminister of tevel hamishasar amveilch. But what you see from there is that once you are mafresh truma mia mishalim, then if you eat it, you would have to pay the kohen. You don't have money. But my lovey kimazik matnas kuna osha achalan. But according to Rav Chisda, if you're mazik matnas kuna or you eat matnas kuna, you don't have to pay because it's mamon shein lo tovim. But you see explicitly, or implicitly, I should say, in this brisa, that once you are mafresh, that you would have to pay the kohen. So says Gemara, Hachinami da'asu liyadayu liyadei b'tivlayu. No, that brisa is talking about where the kohen received it while it was still tevel, the kasavar aitana, and this time is making the assumption that matan shlo hormu kimisha hormu damyan, that even if you haven't yet taken the truma, we view as if, as far as from a dinim amnus perspective, as if the truma is there. So the kohen could be zoche in the truma even before you were mafresh the truma. So we're talking about a case where the Yisrael gave us a pikadon, he gave his tevel peiros to a kohen to watch, and the kohen is zoche in the chelik truma shabo from Efker, so he becomes the owner of that chelik truma, and that's why you'd owe the kohen the money in that case. So when the Brisa said, it comes out a little bit funny that when the Brisa said mishas harama ve'elach, it means from the time that the Kohen gets the Peiros, even though there never was a Harama. You were never mafresh the Truma. You just gave a bunch of Tevel to the Kohen. Mishas Harama Velech just means from when you entrusted that Tevel to the Kohen. So now the Gemara continues to ask on Rav Chista, who again said that if you're Mazik Matnus Kuna, that you don't have to pay. So says Gemara Tashma, I'll bring another Raya. Haresha Ansu Beis HaMelech Garno. If let's say the Beis HaMelech comes to your field and they start confiscating things, they start taking away your produce, and you have not yet been mafresh shumas ma'isros, and they take your grain. Im b'chovo, if they take it because you owed the Beis HaMelech a certain amount of money, because fairly, that's what you owed them, that was the chov that you had, and they're taking away exactly what you owe them, so then you're using the Trumas HaMaisros that are in that Tevel to pay up your chov, to pay what you owe. So that's like being, that would be the equivalent of selling Truma and getting money for Truma. So then, Chayiv La'aser, then certainly you have to make up for whatever Trumas HaMaisros were not taken, you have to make up for that from other produce, and you have to give the Kohen the equivalent of the Truma Meisah that was taken away from you. But Imba and Parus, but if it was just the king just came in and decided to take your stuff, and then you didn't owe him any money, then Patamila Asr, then you would not have to make that up to the Kohen, because the Beis HaMelech stole the moment of the Kohanim. He stole your money, and he stole the Kohanim's money as well. But that's not your problem. But you see that if they collected Bechovo, you're Chayiv La'aser. Why are you Chayiv La'aser? Because it's Mamun Sheyesh Lo Tovin. That the first Kohen that would come and say, hey, you owe me Truma, he'd have a right to it. You'd have to give him that Truma. Because if the Braisa didn't mean that there was an actual monetary Chiyuv, how would you explain what it says? The Chayiv La'aser, you have to give it. You don't have any of the Tevel. What do you mean Chayiv La'aser? The Tevel's all gone. The king took it all. No, it must be that you have a monetary obligation toward the Kohen. And if you are Ochel his Truma, or you are Mocher his Truma, or you are Mazik his Truma, you owe him money. So says Marna, Shaini Hasam to Kamishtar Shilei. The case over there is different when the king collects it, because if the king is collecting it, you're benefiting, you're making money off of it, because you owe the king money. So now that's replacing, it's in place of your chov, you're using the Truma and Meiser to pay off your chov. Anytime you can use Peiros of Tevel and to pay off your chov, then you have a mitzvah safrasha of Truma and Meiser. The case where you're Mazik Truma, you got nothing out of it. You were just mazik it. That, we say, it's Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. You're Ochel Truma. You got nothing out of it. That's Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. Wait a second. Ochel Truma, you got nothing out of it? Meaning, what's the Gemara's Chilek? The Gemara's Chilek over here is when you owe the king money and he's coming to collect it, so you're benefiting from it. You're saving all that money. Now you don't have to pay the king the money that you owe him. So you're using the Truma Meister to pay off your Chavos. But when you're Mazik, you're not getting anything out of it. And that's why it's considered Mamon Shein Lo Tovim. But Ochel is the same as Mazik. So how is it that when you're Ochel, that's considered to be Mamon She'in Lo Tovim, that would be something that you don't have to pay back. So that's a discussion. Tosos raises that kasha over here. Tosos says, if you eat Matnas Kuna, you're Marviach, in the sense that now you don't have to buy lunch. Now you don't have to, you did save actual money, because if you ate the Truma for your lunch, you don't have to eat whatever else you would have eaten for your lunch. So Tosos says, no, you were not really Marviach, because you could have fasted that day. I mean, very often we could have eaten less than we actually ate, and we would survive. We'd probably do better a lot of times if we would eat a little less than we actually ate. So you didn't have to eat that day, so you were not really marviach anything. So there's a tshuva in the Truma Sadashan. Truma Sadashan writes that he had a case of a chassan, a son-in-law, that ate by his father-in-law for 2 years more than the agreed upon time. It used to be that the father-in-law would agree to support him for X number. He still lives in many places. Father-in-law would agree to support him for X number of years, you know, till you finish dental school, medical school, you learn in Kailu 5 years, whatever it is. They make a decision he's going to support him for X number of time. And the chassan, the son-in-law, just stayed for another 2 years, and the father-in-law didn't say anything. So he kept on supporting him until 2 years later, he sent him a bill. So he sent him a bill for 2 years of extra support. So does he have to pay, or is he pater? Because the assumption was that the father-in-law was mochel. So the Truma Sadashan writes that if He asked it because there was some, he asked for the money because some sort of machlok has happened. They had some sort of falling out. Now he said, oh, anyway, you stayed for 2 extra years. He says, no, then he doesn't have to pay, because then clearly he was mochel, and now he's just retroactively trying to get the money back. But if he's asking because he wants payment for the food that you ate, and there was no falling out, he just thought that that was the assumption the whole time, then even if the father-in-law is an usher, and he normally feeds a lot of people at his table for free because he's an usher, since you were nene, and the father-in-law was chaser, the food that you had that he had to give you, so ze nene v'ze chaser, chayiv l'shalim, you have to pay him. And the Ramah paskins this in Choshe Mishpat, in Siman Reish Mem Vav, like every Pesach of the Trumas Deshen, it's quoted in the Ramah. The Ramah quotes almost everything that the Trumas Deshen says. Trumas Deshen, it's Yadua, the Shach writes in Yaradeya, Trumas Deshen is written as a Shaila Tshuva Sefer, but it wasn't actual Shailas and Tshuvas. He made up the Shailas, then it was a literary style to write it in the form of Shaila and Tshuva, the Shach writes in Hilchos Nida. There are certain Tshuvas in the Trumas Deshen that clearly were actual Shailas. It's a Lav Milsa de Psiki. It's not something that's an absolute. Someone wrote a blog post or something recently that I saw a lot of people quoting, that the Trumas Deshen actually was real Shailas, and it's a misconception that it wasn't real Shailas. And they included a link to some Sefer that was written 150 years ago where it said that about the Trumas Deshen. So how could it be that the Shach was wrong? So I clicked on the link and I saw it said that which we say the Trumas Deshen was not real Shailas and Tshuvas is Lav Milsa de Psikihi. So Lav Milsa de Psikihi doesn't mean that it's incorrect. It means that it's not absolutely true in 100% of the tshuvas. I mean, it's only 95% of the tshuvas are made up. 5% of them are not made up. So that's, I'm not sure if this one was made up or not, but that's, so Trumas Deshen quotes, so in the Tshuvas Ma'arit, he asks, based on our sugya, that what do we say in our Tosos, that the guy didn't really benefit when he ate something, because he could have fasted. So when the guy was eating in his father-in-law's house, he could have said, I was not nana, I could have eaten a lot less. If I would have known that I was being charged for this, you think I would have eaten as much, right? That when people know that they're not being charged, so they'll eat a lot more. So he suggests that a person who eats someone else's food, there are two reasons why he's chayiv. First of all, he's nana, and second of all, when he eats, he's being mazik the meichel. That food is no longer usable, obviously, because he's eaten it. So be matnas kuna, you don't have both reasons, because the nana, he's pater because yachol esanos, he could have fasted, and mishum mazik he's pater because it's mamon shein lo tovim. But when this guy ate mishal chamav, even if he wasn't nana, because he could have fasted, but nevertheless, he's chayiv mishum mazik, because that's mamon sheyesh lo tovim, it's the father-in-law's money. So that's considered mamon sheyesh. But anyway, that's the discussion that comes out of this comment of Tosos over here. So says Mar further now, Tashma will bring yet another raya. I'm sorry, Tashma Amarlo Mechor. Yeah, that's the one we're up to. So Tashma, so the another raya against Rav Chista from a mission that we're going to have later on. Amarlo Mechor li b'nei me'eha shel para v'haya ben matnas kuna. Someone says, sell me the b'nei me'ayim of this para, and in that b'nei me'ayim there were matnas kuna, meaning the kevas in the b'nei me'ayim. The zra and the l'chayayim are not in the body of the animal. The l'chayayim are by the head, obviously, and the zra is the forearm, but the foreleg, but the kevas, the stomach, it's inside the b'nei me'ayim of the animal. So the halach is nosan l'kohen v'nei menachel min adam. You give that the keva to the kohen, and you don't pay any. You don't deduct that from the price of what the guy agreed to pay, because it's understood that if I'm buying the b'nei me'ayim, I'm not buying the part that's not mine that has to go to a kohen. Obviously, that part has to go to a kohen. But if they weigh the b'nei me'ayim and they say, okay, it's X number of dollars a pound, and they kept the keva in there during the weighing, so now I'm paying for the weight of the keva. So then nosan l'kohen, you give it to the kohen u'menachel min adamim, but you take away the weight of the keva from the price that you're paying for it. So it says Gemara, Amai, why do you have to give the matanos to the kohen? Lavi kemazik matanos kuna o shachalan. Shouldn't this be just like a case where someone damaged or ate matanos of kuna, where according to Rav Chisi you'd be potter? So don't you see from here that because over here the guy sold the matanos kuna, so wasn't selling matanos kuna is like being mazik the matanos kuna? Says Gemara, no, it's very different.
Shiny Hasim Disnu Beinayu. No, in the case where the guy sold the Bnei Mayayim, the Matanus is still here. The cave is still here. So just like the butcher, when he shechs the animal, the shochet, when he shechs the animal, has to give the keva to a Kohen. So the guy who buys the animal has to give to the keva to the Kohen. But if you're mazik or your ochel, then you're patur mitashlumin. That's and Rav Chista is actually correct. So now the Gemara tries another raya against Rav Chista. Tashma. Tisha nichse kohen. There are 9 different things that we give to a kohen: truma, trumas meiser, chala, reish sagez, matanos, demai, which means the trumas meiser shall demai, because demai we always assume demai is produce that you get from an am haaretz, and we have to be mafresh because we assume the am haaretz. There's a significant minority of am haaretz that are not mafresh, not a majority. The majority of am haaretz are mafresh, but a significant enough minority that they made a din derabanan called demai. They have to be mafresh again, but you have to be mafresh truma gedola from demai, because even the am haaretz are nizar in truma gedola. So in what sense then is demai matana lekohen? All you have to be mafresh is meiser sheni, meiser ani, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, depending on the year. So why would Kohen get anything? No, it's the Trumas Meiser. Once you give the Meiser Rishon to the Levi's got to give Trumas Meiser to a Kohen. So in that sense, Demai goes to a Kohen. In the Trumas Meiser, Shal Demai goes to a Kohen. Vabikurim, Vakeren, Vachomesh, and the Keren and Chomesh. Keren and Chomesh is a person who denies a Tvias Mammon, that someone claimed that he owes him money, and he's Nishba L'Sheker. He's swears falsely, and then he's molded that he swore falsely, so he has to pay a keren v'chomesh, meaning whatever it is that he stole, plus an additional chomesh, and he brings a karban asham. And if the nigzal dies, and he doesn't have any yorshim, meaning the nigzal was a ger, the guy that you stole from was a ger, so now who are you going to pay the keren v'chomesh to? He's dead, and he doesn't have any yorshim, he has no krovim, so then you give the keren and the chomesh to a kohen. That's a pasuk in the Torah of him. English, go with Hashiv, Hashem I love, Hashem Mushav Hashem Lakohen. So then you give it instead to a Kohen. So that's what the Gemara darshins in Maseches Bava Kama, that the Asham is the Keren, the Moshav is the Chomesh, and that goes Lakohen. So all of those things go to a Kohen. So the Mai, what does it mean that these things are Mamon Kohen? Lav Lo Tzion V'Dayanim doesn't mean it's Mamon Kohen in the sense that if the guy doesn't want to give it, then the first Kohen that sues him is able to get it in Beis Din. Says Mar Lo, it's not what it means at all. It's not considered something that's Yeshul Tovim. Rather, L'chaditznan, it relates to what the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Bikurim. Lama Amru Nichse Kohen, or Lema Amru Nichse Kohen, regarding what we consider Bikurim to be the Nechasim of a Kohen, Shekona Behen, Avadim, Vekarkaos, Behemet Tameya. The Kohen is allowed to buy whatever he wants with it. He can buy Avadim, Karka, non-kosher animals, meaning even things that are not roi l'achila. That's the key over here, because there are certain things that are mamun hadyot, meaning that a person has full bailus on, and he can be makadi shanisha with it, but nevertheless, you're only allowed to eat it or buy other food products with it, but you're not allowed to buy avadim and karkos and behema tameya with it, because avadim, karkos, behema tameya are not roi l'achila. Like, for example, peros shviyas, meaning by peros shviyas, shemitah produce, so you have to only use shemitah produce for eating. You can be the owner of Shemitah produce, right? Something that has Kedusha Shviyas. Anyone could go, the whole point is anyone can go into the field and just take. When you take it, you are the owner of that Shemitah produce, but you're not allowed to use it for anything else other than eating. That's why when we buy a bottle of wine, if you notice that it's Otzer based in Shemitah wine, so then we assume that it has Kedusha Shviyas, so we have to be careful not to use it to put out the Avdalah candle with the wine, or to spill it over the cup, because you can only use it for eating. You shouldn't use it for any other purpose when you're dealing with Shemitah produce. But you're the owner. Yeah, but you're the owner, but you're somewhat limited. Meiser Sheni also. There are those that hold Meiser Sheni's Mamun Gava, but if you hold Meiser Sheni's Mamun Hedyot, it means that it's yours. You could be Makadish and Isha with it, but you're only allowed to eat it or exchange it for money that you're going to be able to use to buy food in Yerushalayim. So over here, the Tana is being Makadish, that these Matnas Kuna are 100% the Kohen's, and he's allowed to do whatever he wants with it. He doesn't have to buy food with it, he can buy whatever. And Balchov could collect it for his chov, and a woman could collect it for her ksuba. V'sefer Torah. And it's a little bit out of order. You're also allowed to buy your Sefer Torah with it, even though we already said that. Rashi points out over here, even though we already said you're allowed to buy non-food products with it. The fact that you can buy a Sefer Torah is a greater chiddush, because all of the other non-food products that we mentioned, avadim, karka, behemet meir, you can always sell those, use the money to buy food. So that's just one step away from becoming food. But a Sefer Torah, there's an issur to sell. You're not allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. So there's no way to translate the Sefer Torah into food, even if you're willing to sell it, because that's asur to sell the Sefer Torah. It's about Megillah, Daf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph. Okay, so that's that's the end of all of the rayas against Rav Chisda. So now we're going to discuss the role of a Levi when it comes to these matanos. Rol chayayim v'keva. Hahuli va'ad. There was a Levi, Dav Chatif Matanta, who used to take away the matanos from children who were on their way to bring them to a Kohen. Meaning, someone shepherded an animal, he would take the matanos, he'd give them to his kid and say, "Run this to Mr. Cohen's house." So he was going to run to bring it to the Kohen. A Levi saw the kid carrying the Zrol chayayim v'keva. So he says, "What do you have in the bag?" "I have Zrol chayim keva," and he grabbed it and he took it away from the child. That's how Rashi understands that it's dafka a child, because that it's only there that you'd have a hava amina that it's okay to do that. But if it was a gadol, then even if the person who was grabbing it wasn't a Levi, even if it was a Kohen, it would definitely be gezel, because even though matanos are shaykh to Kohanim, but the Bala Behema is allowed to choose which Kohen to give it to. He has what's called Tova Sana'a. He's allowed to make the decision to give it to whichever Kohen, and another Kohen cannot decide to take away his Tova Sana'a. You have the right to give it to Mr. Kohen, so Mr. Katz is going to come and he's going to grab it from you. No, that's not right. That's a violation of the Tova Sana'a. But someone who sends with Yeladim, he's sending it with kids, he's showing that he's not makbid about which Kohen it gets to. It just has to get to where it gets, but he doesn't care about which Kohen, because the kid is not so responsible to make sure that it gets to the Kohen. There are five cones that daven in the shul. I thought you meant that Mr. Cohen. This Mr. Cohen, he's a kid. He'll do whatever he does, you know, but he'll just make sure that it gets to a Cohen. So then there's a hava amina that the Levi taking it away is okay. This is l'chora part of the bigger sugya in Kiddushin and Ches, whether Tova Sana Mammon or Tova Sana Ena Mammon. We alluded to it yesterday, I think, right? Many nafkaminas, whether Tova Sana is Mammon or not, nafkamina for Chametz and Pesach, whether you violate Bali Rabbi Yimatze by having the truma in your possession, because you have Tova Sana in it that you get to choose which Kohen to give it to, nafkamina for being Mekadesh Nisha, nafkamina whether you could be koneh with kin chalipin. There's probably nafkamina legabe a katan as well. The halacha is that by a katan, in order to be makna something to a katan, you need a das acheres makna. So the Gemara in Yavama says that meaning you need someone who has das to be makna the item to the katan. So let's say a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, so a katan can be koneh it from the parent. Why? Because the parent is giving it to the child, and that's the problem, that the kid can't give it back to the parent because the child doesn't have the das to be makna it back to the parents. So when you have a das acheres makna, a child can be kona something. This is Gemara in the end of Yivamis, where the Gemara says that you're not supposed to give truma to a katan, and it gives a different reason. It doesn't say because the katan is not able to make a kinyan, right? It has another reason why you're not allowed to give truma to a kohen. It says because to a katan, a kohen katan, because a kohen katan is not going to be shomer epitahara. Katanim tend to play with shratzim and whatever else. It's before they had Xbox, right? So they would play with shratzim and whatever. So they'd be metame everything. So you can't trust him to be shomer the truma epitahara. So that's why you're not allowed to give it to a kohen katan. So it says, why is that the reason? What about the fact that he can't be kona? He's a katan. So the achronim about it, what do you mean he can't be kona? Das acheres makne, you're being makne at him. No, das acheres makne is only when you're the owner of it, can you be makne at him. If you are a Yisrael and you're giving the truma, is that truma yours? That depends on Tovasana Mamon, Tovasana Eina Mamon. If Tovasana Mamon, it is yours, so then you're a Das Acheres, you could be makne to a katan. If Tovasana is Eina Mamon, it's not really yours, you have no monetary interest in this truma, and therefore you would not be able to be makne to a katan. Okay, so a lot of nafkaminas, whether Tovasana Mamon or not. But back to the story over here. So there was this lady, Dava Chatuf Matanta, who would take the Zrol Chayim Keva from this poor little kid who's bringing it to the Kohen. Asur Amalei L'Rav, so they told Rav, there's this lady and he's mugging these children who for bringing these matnas kuna. So Amar Lahu, so Rav said, wow, lomistay, what a chutzpah. Lomistay, the lo shaklina minay, el mitzvah nami chatif. He's not satisfied with the fact that we don't make him give matnas. The matanos, that he's even going to grab other people's matanos. He should be happy. He should be overjoyed that we don't make him give matanos. So from the fact that Rav says lo mistei lo shaklinu minei, it makes it sound like there's a hava amina that a lady does have to give matanos, and yet a decision was made that we're not going to force him to give matanos, which makes it sound like it's a debate, that there's some debate whether a lady should or should not give matanos. So v'Rav, what was Rav thinking when he made this comment, which made it sound like it's debatable whether a lady has to give matanos? So the Rav was Masupuk. The Gemara asks, "I ikru am mishkal nami lishkal minayu." If Leviim are called an am, then they should also have to give matanos. V'ilo ikru am rachmana patrinu. And if they're not called an am, then they're absolutely potter from giving matanos. Why is that? Because the pasuk says when it talks about the matanos, it says v'zeh yia mishpat akarne me'es ha'am me'esov chayazevach. From the am of Zovcha Zevach, they're the ones that have to give matana. So is a Levi am, or is a Levi not am? That's the whole issue. If he's am, then he has to give. If he's not am, he's pater. So what kind of suffix? So says Mar, that's exactly what Rav was Masubik about. Masabkele Yikram, Ilo Yikram. Rav wasn't sure whether a Levi is halachically considered, labeled as an am or not. If Levim are called am, then in Echinami, they would have to give. But Misafik, we don't force them to give. And Rav was saying they should be so pleased with that alone. So Gemara asks on Rav who says that a Levi is potter from giving. The Gemara is going to have three kashas on Rav. The first one is going to take us a while. So Yas Rav Papa v'kamer lo shmaita. Rav Papa was telling this psak of Rav that we're not sure if Levi or Chayiv matanos. So Esvi Rav Yidibar Rav Rav Papa Rav Yidibar Rav quoted a brisa to challenge, and the brisa goes as follows. Arba matanos anim shabekerim. There are four different matanos anim that come up in a vineyard, and they are peret, olos, shicha, peya. Shalosh Shabbatavua, there are three matnas aniyim that come up with grain, with a field of grain. Haleket, Hashicha, Vapeya. Shnayim Shabbatilon, if you have an orchard of trees, there are two matnas kuna, and there are two matnas aniyim rather, Hashicha, Vapeya. The Shicha and Peya alone. Kulan ein ben tovas anal lebailim. In all of these cases, though, the bailim does not get to choose who to give them to. Meaning these are things that are left in the field, have to be left in the field, and then aniyim are allowed to come and pick them up from the field. So the way Rashi and the Rambam both understand is it means that you have no choice whatsoever which ani gets to take this. However, if you look at Tosas over here, Dibra Maskli Yeshba Tovas Anal Lebailim, Tosas says something that has Tovas Anal Lebailim means that if another ani that you didn't want to give it to comes and takes it, you're motzi lo sumiyado and you can give it to the ani that you wanted to give it to. You can take it away from him and give it to the ani you wanted to give it to. When we say something has no tovas ana lebailim, that means that if the wrong ani takes it, you have to let him keep it. But Tosfos says you're always allowed to choose lechatchila which ani to give it to, even by all of these matanos against Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi and the Rambam are assuming these are things that are out in the field. You're supposed to leave them there, and then aniim come in and they take. No, says Tosfos that you have the right to say as the aniim are coming in, not you. Yes, you. You're allowed to choose who to give it to. It's only that if the wrong guy takes it, you're not allowed to sue him. Okay. Afilu ani shabi Yisrael motziin miyado, and these matanos aniim, even if you're poor, you have to give these matanos. Person is chayiv in these matnos aniyim. Meiser ani ameschalik b'toch peso. Meiser ani, which is 10% of the produce that you give for meiser ani, that's not out in the field. That's in your house. So yesh po tovas anal lebailim. That you certainly get to choose who to give it to. Va'afil ani should be sold motzinos miyado. But even an ani is obligated to give meiser ani. V'shar matanos kuna. But the rest of matnos kuna kagon hazroa v'lechayayim v'akeva ein motzinos. So lo mi kohen le kohen, velo mi levi le levi. That's going to be the key line where we're going to try to bring a raya whether a levi is chayiv to give matanos, because the brisa tells us we don't make a kohen give it to another kohen, nor a levi give it to another levi. But before we get to how to understand that line and why that line is a raya, we're first going to explain every other line in this brisa. So that's why the raya takes us a little while. Arba matanos shebekerem haperet v'ha'olelus v'ashicha v'apeya. The four matanos in kerem in the vineyard are the peret, the olelus, the shikh and the peah. Tchsiv karmachalos olel, uperit karmachalos salakate, uksiv kisivtsar karmachalos olel achar. acharecha. So I'm Rabbi Levi, acharecha zu shichcha. So you see from there that the four matanos in the carrot, so far you see peretz, olos, explicit in the pasuk, right, and shichcha. Now peyah, how do I know that there's peyah by a kerem as well? Gamar acharecha acharecha mizayis. That we learn it acharecha acharecha from the pasuk that it says by a zayis, by an olive orchard. D'chsiv kisachbud zeischa lo sefa'er acharecha. What does it mean lo sefa'er acharecha? Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel shel titol tif'arto mimenu. You shouldn't take the tif'eres, the zeisim, or the pe'er, and the beauty of the olive tree. So the Torah is telling you, don't take all of the tif'eres. Leave some of it there. Leave some of the zeisim there. What's that? What does it mean, leave some of it there? That's peyah. So just like the word acharecha is used in the context of a zayis, and that means peyah, the word acharecha is used in the context of a kerem, and therefore you have to have peyah by a kerem as well. Shlosha shabetvua. Then we said that there are three different manosanim that you have by tvua, haleket, hashicha v'peyah, and they are leket shicha v'peyah. How do I know these? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says b'kutzrechem es k'tziratzchem los chalapasadcha b'kutzrecha v'leket k'tzircha. It goes on los laket lani v'lager tazovosam. So you see peyah and leket directly in the pasuk. And it says, "Ki sikzar ksircha besadcha v'shachachta omer besada." So there's shicha in the pasuk. So they're all explicit in the pasuk. Leket shicha peyah. So that's how I know that all these things apply by grain. Shnayim be'ilan, and then you have two of the matnosaniim applied to an ilan. Hashicha v'peyah. Only shicha peyah. How do I know? Tichsiv kisach b'zeischa lo sefa'er acharecha. It says lo sefa'er acharecha. V'tam de'ber v'shmal shal titol tefarta menu, that you shouldn't take the tif'eres, which is peyah, and acharecha zeshicha. Acharecha is a reference to shicha. Good. And all of these things, all of these matanos, there's no tovas hanal lebaylim. You don't get to choose who to give them to. My timer, why don't you get to choose who to give them to? Aziva ksiva buhu. Because it uses a lashon of aziva in the pasuk, and aziva means you just leave it there. So you leave it there means that you're not choosing who's taking it. Whatever money comes and takes it. And even the poorest person is chayiv in these matanos. Tichsiv v'leket ksir chalos v'leket la'aniv v'lager ta'azov olsam. Lahazir ani el shalom. That's when it says salakeit laani. So you could read it. You know, a lot of times we make drashas where we just move the comma over and we pretend that two words that are juxtaposed with each other are read together. Over here they're not. It's veleket, meaning it's the simple pshat of the pasuk is not to read them together. It's veleket ktsir chalos salakeit. Don't take your own leket. Rather laani v'lager tazovosam. Right, but we're reading it as talakeit laani. That an ani also lo talakeit laani. That an ani also is not allowed to be malakeit his leket shechapeya. He also has to leave it for other aniim to take. Even an ani is obligated in these things. When you're giving Maaser Ani, that you could choose which Ani to give it to. My time in Nesina, because it says Nesina. Nesina implies, just like by Maaser Sheni, it says Nesina. So the Nesina implies you give it to whoever you want. And even Ani Shabi Israel has to give Maaser Ani. How do I know? Rabbi Lag, Gamar Lager Lager, Mehasam. We learn Lager Lager from the Pasuk of Leket Ktsircha. Mala Halah and Musar Ani Al Shalom. Just like by Leket Ksircha, the Ani has to give. Afgan Muzrani El Shalom, Maisrani, the Ani has to give as well. Vishar Matnuskuna, Kugon, Hazra, Valachayai, Vakeva, Ein Mosino, Son, Lomikoin, Lakoin, Velomi Levi, Levi. Okay, this was the line in the Brisa that we were looking for, right? So what does this line mean? So the implication is, I don't make a Kohen give Zra, Lachayai, Vakeva to another Kohen, nor a Levi give it to another Levi. Hami Levi, Lakoin, Matsin. But I will make a Levi give it to a Kohen. Alma ikru am. Apparently, a Levi is chayiv to give these matanos of kuhuna that come from a shechted animal. He is obligated to give it to a kohen, which means apparently that a Levi is defined as am. Otherwise, he wouldn't have to give it to a kohen. So says the Gemara, no. It's not talking about zrov chayam akeva. What did the Brisa say? Other matanos kuhuna kigon azrov chayayim akeva. If you were talking about zrov chayayim akeva, you would say other matanos kuhuna that are Zroel Chayayim Vekeva. Kigon means similar to, but not the same as. Other matnas kuna that are sort of like Zroel Chayayim Vekeva. Kigon as Zroel Velo Zroel, something like Zroel, but we're not actually talking about the Zroel itself. My Nihu, my Sarishon. We're talking about my Sarishon, that a Levi has to give Maisa Rishon to a Kohen. That's what we're saying. Not that the Levi has to give the Matanos to a Kohen, the Zrol HaChaim Keva, just Maisa Rishon. So Tosus explains that if the Tana would have meant the Zrol itself, the word Kigon is extra, so it must be that it's talking about something that's similar to the Zrol. The problem is, if it meant Maisa Rishon, there's a perfectly good word to use for Maisa Rishon. Maisa Rishon, right? Well, if you want to express Maisa Rishon, why would you call it Kigon Zrol HaChaim Keva? Could it possibly be more confusing than that? So the Acharon explained that no, because if it would have said Maisa Rishon, I would have assumed, yeah, Maisa Rishon, Vuhuadin, Zrol HaChayim Mekeva. I would have assumed that, but when you dafka say something similar to Zrol HaChayim Mekeva, that's another way of saying, and not Zrol HaChayim Mekeva. So it's dafka because we use the word Zrol HaChayim Mekeva, I know not to give Zrol HaChayim Mekeva, because it says only that which is similar to Zrol HaChayim Mekeva, and not that which is Zrol HaChayim Mekeva. So it says more, but wait a second, so what are we saying? It's talking about Maisa Rishon, that the lady has to give Maisa Rishon to a Kohen? Maisa Rishon to Levi, that's not the din is Maisa Rishon. Rishon goes to a Levi, it doesn't go to a Kohen. So what are you talking about? Says more Krablos ben Azariah. We're assuming that Krablos ben Azariah, the Tanya, Truma le Kohen, Maaser Rishon Levi to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva assumes like we always assume, Truma goes to a Kohen, Maaser Rishon goes to a Levi. Krablos ben Azariah Omer, Af le Kohen. Krablos ben Azariah says that Maaser Rishon doesn't only go to a Levi, it can go to a Kohen as well. Aye, but it says in the Torah it goes to a Levi. Yeah, sometimes Levi means just Leviim as opposed to Kohanim. Sometimes Levi means the Shevet the Levi of the Kohuna. So it means Kohanim are also called Leviim sometimes. So the way Rabbi Elazar, as I understand it, is Maaser Rishon on a Doraisa level can go to either a Kohen or to a Levi. So it says, Emer Domer Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Af l'Kohen, l'Kohen v'lo Levi mi'amar. So what does that mean over here that we're saying that you force him to give it to a Kohen? Even Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah only says that you're allowed to also give it to a Kohen, but not exclusively to a Kohen. Says Gemara in Levasa to continue Ezra. When Ezra brought back people from Galus after Galus Bavel, and none of the Leviim showed up, Ezra made a knas on the Leviim that they no longer receive Maaser Rishon. Now Ezra was quoting to the Leviim to make it one step worse than what the Din D'Oraisa was for them. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that only Leviim get Maaser Rishon, the knas was now Kohanim can also get Maaser Rishon. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that even on a D'Oraisa level, Kohanim could also get Maaser Rishon. So Ezra Knas was now only Kohanim get Maaser Rishon and not Leviim at all. So I understand that Ezra made this Knas that we're not going to give the Leviim Maaser Rishon anymore. But did he also make a Knas that they have to pay Maaser Rishon? To take it from them? It didn't seem that that was part of the Knas. So it can't be that the Bryce is talking about Maaser Rishon when it says that that which is Kigon Zrol Chayayim Vekeva, a lady has to give to a Kohen. It doesn't seem reasonable that it's Maaser Rishon. Ela Kigon Zrol Zrol, my new Reish Sagez. It must be talking about a different Manas Kuna, namely Reish Sagez, the first shearings, which is what the next paragraph is going to be about. That's what you give to, that's what we make a Levi give to a Kohen. So even if Leviim are not called Am, they still have to give Reish Sagez to a Kohen. So that was all Raya number one. Again, the Shaila we're dealing with is, do Leviim have to give Zrol HaChayayim Mekeva? So Raya number one we thought was Raya because it seemed like it said that we force a Levi to give it to a Kohen. We said, no, a Levi only has to give to a Kohen Kigon Zrol HaChayayim Mekeva, but not actual Zrol HaChayayim Mekeva. Raya number two, Tashema, Zaklal, called over Shubi Kedusha, anything that has Kedusha, that's Asr for Zarim, Kigon Truma, Trumas Meiser, V'chala, that things that are limited to only being allowed to be eaten by Kohanim. Motzino son miyadam, we make the Levi give it to the Kohen. But called over Sheinam b'kedusha, Kigon Azrol Chayim Akeva, Ein Motzino son miyadam. Anything that doesn't have Kedusha, that we don't make the Leviim give it to the Kohanim. Meaning even though Azrol Chayim Akeva have to be given to Kohanim in general, but it doesn't have Kedusha. It could be eaten even by a non-Kohen. That's what Shlomi told me yesterday, that Rabbi Belsky did a Shechita in Camp Aguda, I assume, and then after the Shechita, he took out the Zrol HaChayim Bekeva, and one of the boys was a Kohen, and he gave it to him. And the kid's like, well, what am I supposed to do with this? He said, you can do whatever you want with it. You can give it back to us, you can keep it, whatever you want. So he gave it back, but he's allowed to give it back, because it doesn't have to be eaten by a Kohen. It doesn't have Kedusha. So it says, Kigons. So, but what do you see from there? That that Levim are pater from matanos, that they don't, that they must be, that they're not called am. They don't have to give zra l'chayim keva. So it says no, kigon zra v'lo zra. Again, it uses the word kigon zra. U'mayniu ma'aserishon ulbasa dekansinu Ezra. What we're talking about over here is ma'aserishon, and we're saying after the knas of Ezra that a Levi doesn't get ma'aserishon, we still didn't make a knas that he has to give ma'aserishon. Tashma a final raya about the issue of whether a Levi gives the matanos. Hashochet l'kohen l'ovid chavim. Someone shefts an animal for a kohen or for an ovid chavim, pater mina matanos. Halu Levi l'Yisrael chayv. But if he shefts for a Levi, apparently it's chayv in matanos. Says Mar lo tema halu Levi l'Yisrael chayv el ema halu Yisrael chayv. Wrong diuk. The diuk should be if he shefts for Yisrael, he's chayv. Nothing to do with the Levi. Aval Levi mai pater. If he shefts for a Levi, he's pater. Iafi listening hashochet Levi l'ovid chavim pater mina matanos. Then it should say Levi l'ovid chavim. Va'oda Tanya Shoch Lakoi Lov Kham Patamatas Levi the Yisrael Chayiv Satyuf the Darav. It says explicitly in the Braisa that if you shakti for a Kohen Lov Kham you're Patam, but if you shakti for a Levi, you're Chayiv. So you see explicitly that Levi or Levim are Chayavim in Matanos, which is a Tiyufta on Rav. So Bez Hashem tomorrow, I guess we'll get to the answer of how to answer that Tiyufta on Rav, and then we'll move on from there. Okay.